There's some image of Shiva, the god Shiva, surrounded by circles of flame, rings of fire.
That's the dance of the world, the dancer whose dance is the universe. And in this hand, he has a little drum that goes tick, tick, tick. That is the drum of time, the tick of time which shuts out eternity. And we are enclosed in that. In this hand, there is a flame which burns away the veil of time and opens us up to eternity. And in his hair is a skull and a new moon, the death and rebirth at the same moment, the moment of becoming.
That's a powerful image for any life, not just...
Well, the goal of your quest for yourself is to find that burning point in yourself, that becoming thing in yourself, which is fearless and desireless, but just becoming. This is the condition of a warrior going into battle with perfect courage. That's life in movement. A plant growing, I think of grass, you know. Every 2 weeks a chap comes out with a lawnmower and cuts it down. Suppose the grass were to say, well, for Pete's sake, what's the use? It's the coming into being that's it, and that's the life point in you. And that's what these myths are concerned to communicate to you.
Well, I've always interpreted that powerful, mysterious statement, the Word was made flesh, as this eternal principle finding itself in the human journey,
yes,
the human experience. Now, I don't know what the Word is, and I don't even know what flesh is, but I know that there is that experience of epiphany when you meet what you don't know and understand it.
Yeah, and you can find it in yourself, too, the Word in yourself.
Where do you find it if you don't find it in yourself?
Well,